Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I need total honesty from women here for a second. Okay. I want to put you on the voice disguiser. Let me offer that up.
Okay.
I actually have 2 questions. One is out of genuine curiosity, and the other one is a hunch. So I'm hanging out with some dudes this weekend, and one guy tells me a few weeks ago, he ends up, I'm going to sort of cloudy up some of the details just so I don't get him and her in trouble. They're at a bar, they're at a club or whatever, and they meet each other for the very first time. He's with some friends, she's at the bar with some other friends, and as sometimes happens, the two groups just kind of come together. My friend and this girl, they hit it off, they have some drinks, and they're heading in the right direction. She starts to talk a little bit of sexy nothing things to him in his ear, and he picks up on it. She says, let's get out of here. He says, okay, let's go. So they go back to his place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Things go very well for him, apparently very well for her also. And then she wants to go home. That's the end of the night, but she didn't want to crash over at his place or anything like that. So he drives her home, drops her off. Now, she was tipsy. He said he was fine, but she was worse than he was, but not like unconscious or anything. Just
drunk.
They were buzzed. Mm-hmm. You know, they
went out to have a good time.
They went out to have a good time.
Two consenting adults.
Yes. Okay. So the following morning, he drops her off, and a couple of hours later, like half a day later, he texts her.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great time last night, or that was fantastic, whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting for a text message back.
Mm-hmm.
Nada. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he hits her again. Hey, just want to let you know that was wild. That was so much fun last night. Thanks so much. She's right. She texts back. I don't have a lot. I don't have any recollection of the night at all. Who is this?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Deny.
She was responding as her guilty conscience.
So, yes. Okay, this was my question right here. Like, and I think we've heard this also. This one, this excuse you can sort of just throw out the window to. I never do this. It's my first time doing this. Guys normally don't buy that. But when a woman after a one-night stand says she doesn't remember it,
mm-hmm.
does she remember it?
Yes.
She does.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Okay, because she wasn't like passed out. Like,
yeah.
It was nothing like that. Let me give the phone number out. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So she remembered it, but just felt so guilty about it that just decided that she was going to say she didn't remember anything.
Yes. It could be patchy. I mean, depending on how much they were drinking, you know, I mean, her memory could be in spurts or there's, you know, some maybe conversation she doesn't remember or whatever, but she remembers. I mean, it's mostly her guilty conscience talking.
It is.
And I'm sure every situation is different. And certainly there's been, you know, plenty of friends I knew in college that had been given roofies. Roofies were a big deal when I was in school. And so they definitely didn't remember what had happened. But if that wasn't the case and she wasn't drugged for some reason,
mm-hmm.
she remembers.
She does remember. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would be willing to bet 4 Krispy Kreme donuts and $14 cash that some women exaggerate their level of intoxication so they can do just that so that they can cancel it out the next day.
Well, that's an even better question.
Like, I yes. guarantee you the woman's like, has 2 drinks at the bar, but does the whole, and then when they do it, they go, I was so drunk. No, you weren't. You
he
liar.
Was telling us that she was wilding out. And then to just not remember anything at all the next day.
No, she remembers. And because we're adults doesn't mean that we don't have those residual effects from all that crap mm-hmm. that we were fed when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we talk on the show all the time about how I just think, and I think Jen and I have been on the same page about how
we just hate the way that women are taught about their sexuality growing up, and to be shamed, feel ashamed about it. And if you have sex too much, to feel ashamed about it. So as adults, women, they still have this little thing about their one night stands, and they don't want to claim it.
Hey, Mara. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I have been to the bar quite a few times, and I've met people probably for like 5 minutes that were completely wasted. And the next morning or a few days, they remember me. That girl is just denying everything. She doesn't want to admit to it. There's something she's hiding.
Now, in your in a woman's mind now, because you guys have told us about the number game that y'all play in your mind also.
Yep.
If she claims that she doesn't remember, but she really does remember, does that go on one of her...
No.
The number side of...
That's why she forgets about it.
Does it add one?
Well, it will change if 2 or 3 years down the road from now she can't remember his name.
So you take him off your list if you can't remember the dude's name?
Well, if you don't remember, you don't add the check mark.
I would say in some circles that might be a rule.
That ain't right.
Well, you say that, but then if a man knew, if men knew how many women, how many men women really had slept with, then we get all these labels.
Well,
you get
you're a slut,
you're a whore, you're a skank.
You are
so
all of you.
So you can't comment on one and then not on the other.
Exactly.
You can't call us sluts and then criticize us for lying about how many we've slept with or forgetting that we had that one night stand.
Jeff's attitude is right. You're all sluts unless you're sleeping with Jeff.
but yeah, those are horrible labels to put on women, and then you wonder why we do the things we do.
Hey, John, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, Burt. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got to tell you, I definitely disagree. I believe that you do black out. I've blacked out on several occasions, and I don't remember anything. When I woke up, I'm like, whoa, what happened? You know? So I believe her. I mean, I believe it does happen, especially with Jaeger bombs.
Now, after you black out,
do you
deny any sexual experience you had with a man the night before?
Absolutely.
There's the pattern developing.
Maybe she just wanted to get her groove on and not deal with the guy after the fact. Maybe she just wanted one time and go and said, hey, I don't remember you, because she doesn't want to talk to the dude ever again. She just wanted to get her peace and then go home.
Yeah, huge
That's
blow
it.
Off.
They, girls can do that too. Guys can't just do the blow off thing. Girls blow off guys all the time just because they want, and then that's it.
And want peace afterwards.
We're exactly. okay with that. We're fine with that. We're
I
cool.
don't think guys are as fine with it as y'all say you are.
But to say who is this, that's a little rude.
Yeah. She was going.
She said who is this?
She was going Academy Award on him right there.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I totally don't remember. More than I don't care to remember. And I don't remember my number.
Really? So y'all can... I have just never been so drunk where I didn't remember doing that.
Only drunk?
Yeah.
So are you saying on drugs?
Well, I mean, there's been plenty of wild drinking nights that I just don't remember.
Okay.
I know I went to a club here that I remember there were steps going inside. Couldn't tell you where it was, what happened that night, but I know it was fun.
Oh, that was Club Creepy Neighbor's House.
And this is my genuine question, a physiological question. Can't you guys feel the next day if something happened down there or not?
I would guess it depends on your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on the guy.
I can tell you that women are remembering me weeks later.
Right. Years later.
Why are you walking funny, honey? Nah. Jeff Dollar, I heard.
Anybody that has to sell it doesn't have the goods.
I'm not selling them, doing something else.
Hey, Lindsay, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hello. So I wanted to talk on Melissa's point about the whole one-night stand guilt thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a one-night stand about 2 years ago, and now me and him are living together, and we've been together for like a year and a half now, and I still feel guilty that that's how we met.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so funny.
Does he remind you of it?
You what?
Nothing.
Does he remind you of that, or is that just in your head?
Constantly.
He does.
Constantly.
Yeah, break up with him.
I'll consider it.
Just like I felt so guilty about my one night stand, I married him.
Right, so bad.
Hey, The Burt Show.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.